KJ's Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It's a Thursday morning, and we're looking forward to another great KJC Country weekend. That includes events happening on both Friday and Saturday night. And joining us to tell us about those events, our current Miss Sunrise side, Caitlin Bork. How are you, Caitlin?
Good. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well, thank you. Pleasure to talk to you once again. How's the year been going for you so far since being crowned Miss Sunrise Side?
It's wonderful. I love it. I'm preparing actually right now for Miss Michigan in June, so
yeah.
That's taking up a lot of my time.
It is. Well, you know what? A little bit of your time's being spent this weekend. You've got a couple of concerts going on Friday and Saturday nights, don't you?
I do. Friday night, I have a community concert at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Alpena. It's right off of 2nd Avenue, and it'll be at 6 p.m., and that will consist of a lot of songs from my studies here at Western. So I study classical voice, which means I sing a lot of opera and art song from the 20th century, and I also get to sing some musical theater and some spiritual sometimes. So that concert will consist of mostly that kind of music. And, you know, you'd be surprised how funny Mozart is. he wrote some really interesting... He was very cheeky. For example, he wrote a song for a woman he didn't like. She was a soprano in one of his operas. And he knew that if she had to sing high and low notes all the time and do a lot of jumps, then her head would bob up and down.
Oh,
and he actually said in a letter, "I'm going to write this song for her because it'll make her look like a chicken." So classical music can be very entertaining, and it has a very rich and sometimes funny history. So I hope to give that to the audience on Friday night for the community concert.
Now, that's by free will donation, right?
Yes, that is by free will donation. So all proceeds to this to these events will go towards a study at the American Institute of Musical Studies. It is a young artist program, and it's kind of like, so you know how business majors or a lot of different majors have internships, and they get that for summer experience?
Yeah.
Well, for music majors, we do these summer programs, but we do have to pay a tuition for it because, well, we're musicians, and nothing is very free a lot of the time.
Sure.
So all of the proceeds for these concerts will be going towards the tuition for that program. And yes, that one is a free will donation. So if you have $2, if you have $20, you know, anything is accepted and anything is very much appreciated. And I also just want to share music with the community, which is why it's called the community concert.
Very nice. Now the concert on Saturday night, a little different.
Yes, the concert on Saturday is more of an intimate setting. It will be at Art and Loft upstairs in that building in downtown Alpena. And that will be at 8 p.m. It is a cabaret evening, which means I'll be singing, 20th century French, German, and English cabaret. So that means anything from the 1920s, the 1940s, post-war period, and during the war period. And then a lot of things from, like, Ella Fitzgerald, and some things from some musicals. So Goodnight by Someone, Goodnight My Love, things like that.
That being held at the same place at the church there?
Oh, no, that will be at Art in the Loft.
Okay.
And there will be hors d'oeuvres and wine included. Wine is partially sponsored by the Thunder Bay Winery, so I'm very thankful for that. And tickets are $20 in advance, and $22 is the door. And to reserve tickets, you can email my personal email at c.g.bork@gmail.com. So that's C, Caitlin, G, Gloria, and then Borky, B as in boy, @gmail.com. Or they're 22 at the door, and that'll be a great evening.
It sounds like it. A couple of great nights of music. I know I got to hear you sing personally when you did so at the Mock Rock just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
I'll also be performing that song. So.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, she is the current Miss Sunrise Side, Caitlin Borky. And Caitlin, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get a lot of folks out to both events on Friday and Saturday night.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Thank you so much for having me on air.